innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. Steve here. And this is episode 255. And joining me today, I got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Chilling, bro. Chilling. Just got off of a pretty cool interview. At this point, it's already up. But I did an interview with Danny Limelight that we've seen in an AEW and New Japan and a bunch of other wrestling stuffs, talking about his new film coming out called Joe Riv, and that episode, like I said, is already up. So go check that out. But I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. How you doing?
Good. It's been a while since we recorded.
Yeah.
Some stuffs happened.
Nice. Yay, stuffs.
We saw a bunch of stuff, both of us. I actually want to ask you about one in particular. But, yeah, man, it's been a good 2 weeks. Just chilling. Uber's been really good to me, except for last night. Fuck Florida rain.
Well, it's hurricane season now.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
It's like every year it gets later and later in the year.
But it's hilarious. It's like last week it didn't rain. And I made good money on like the couple days that I drove. And then this week, everything was good until yesterday. And it was just like too much to drive. So I didn't even stay out. But like, it was rough, dude. Like, it was raining really bad. Like, I'm so glad that I learned how to drive in Seattle.
Yeah.
In the rain. Not that I learned to drive there, but my rain driving skills improved because I was in Seattle. Like, everybody out there driving 100 miles an hour, pouring rain. So you got to keep up. So it kind of taught me how to do it. Anyway, I got my gun. I finally got the Taurus CX22. Ordering guns online, if anybody who's listening and you're curious, it works like this. Like, you pay for it. You gotta be able to have it in your state, right? So you pick a gun shop that's next to you. That's reputable, hopefully. And because they'll steal your shit. And you have to have the gun transferred to that shop, and the shop will charge you a fee anywhere from 30 to 50 bucks. Sometimes more. I know some long guns they charge more for. But yeah, like you order your shit, they send it to the store, you pay for it online, and you just pick it up. So mine took 2 weeks. So like, because Florida has the 5-day waiting, they apply the 2 weeks that it took for me to get the gun to that, do a background check. And if you pass the background check, they give you the gun. So that was last week, and I took it out shooting. It's a wonderful fucking gun. Like, I really love it. It's so easy to shoot. One of the things about guns is that a lot of people will tell you that the 22 is their first gun or first rifle, usually the rifle. Okay. And because the handguns were always popular. Like, it's really funny if you're into true crime. The 22 is the kind of gun that like most gangsters use to like do pop offs. To like shoot somebody in the head, because it's like the barrel's really small, the bullet's really small, and it kind of bounces around. And I'm shooting it, and I'm like, yo, like there's no recoil, no nothing. It feels like a fucking toy gun, and you just kind of like, you know, fucking shots. It's really fun to shoot. It's retail supposed to be 250. I got it for 270, which wasn't bad of a markup, because I mean, we paid fucking like I paid like a lot more for other stuff, and
a lot more.
Yes, it was like I paid $270 for it. I went to check yesterday, and I saw it online for $250, and I saw it for like $300 and up. But yeah, I lucked out. I got one really fast. Not fast, but I got one really, you know, reasonably priced. And yeah, I love it. It's a fun gun. There's a reason why people tell you to like, you know, that those guns are fun to shoot, and it really is. What else did I get? I watched a bunch of shit. So a lot was good. A lot was meh. Loki, the latest episode of Loki was amazing.
Yeah,
I did not see the ending coming at all.
Yep,
it's pretty sick. I I have a free coupon for movies for Vudu, so I got the Purge movies. I saw the first Purge, which I'd never seen, and I saw the Purge again, which I had seen. The Purge is really meh now. Like, I don't know something about it. It's like, it's not as good as I remembered it. The first Purge was really good.
The basically like the prequel to it or whatever.
Yeah, the one that takes place in Staten Island.
Okay.
It's really good. Surprisingly for a prequel kind of movie for this kind of stuff. It was good. Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen all the Purges.
Yeah, so like in this one, spoilers, they do the experiment, which is fucked up. They do the experiment in Staten Island for the first Purge. So like all of Staten Island is like a Purge zone. And it's a really, really cool story. I'm a sucker for a New York story, so I always love it. The tactical work that they had in the project was kind of like really weird and brilliant. It's just like really, really funny.
But that's kind of what I liked about it, because the fact that it did take place in the projects, which is technically where they essentially the projects were. It was like, you know, an experiment in how easy it would be to have all these people in one place.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know the story about St. Louis and all that shit.
Yeah.
What I realized was that like a project's actually really easy to hold, because there's only like what, three exits?
Yeah.
Two side doors and the main door.
Yep.
So, I mean, because technically projects are fireproof, except for like the walls and shit are fireproof. Your shit will burn, but you know, like it'll stay in one apartment.
Yeah.
So yeah, like it was really cool. Like the last like 20 minutes is like one long shootout, and it turns into like homeboy Die Hard.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
But it's cool. Like actually, like it's really over the top. Like you know, like it should be, and it was really good. I'm gonna watch the other two tonight, I guess.
Okay.
I remember Anarchy, because it has that dude Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
I've never seen the Election Day. I haven't seen Election Day.
Okay.
And the TV show is supposed to be good too, so I'll check that out. It came in the bundle that I got. I think I paid like $10 for like four movies and the show.
Oh, it's not bad.
Man, it looks amazing on fucking 4K. Like
oh yeah, for sure.
Certain things on the TV look better. Like I'm not sure. Like I know Netflix has a certain way of streaming stuff. So does Amazon. Like they all have different ways. Mm-hmm. But the Vudu shit on 4K looked amazing.
Okay.
It looks really good. A bunch of shit that I saw, random shit, but like I don't want to like get too much into it because we got a lot of shit to watch. I mean to talk about. And what else? Yeah, no, that's about it. Shooting. I beat Mass Effect 2, so I'm taking a break. Cause like,
oh, nice. Yeah, you don't want to overkill it.
I put in like 60 hours in that fucking game, so I'm just like taking a break from fucking games. Cause you're on the mission, and like the whole point of the game is recruiting your team for the mission, and then like getting everyone for their mission and then doing their story missions is like a whole thing. So like by the time you get to the end, you've already put in like 50 hours.
Okay.
But it's a really good game. Like I said before last time, even if you pay full price, $60, it's really good. Definitely worth it. Pretty sure in a cut like a month or two, it'll be $40. So yeah, Mass Effect Legendary Edition. And yeah, that's about it, I guess.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun times.
Hell yeah. So as for me, I've been watching a bunch of things as well. Other than having the kids last week, which is why we didn't have the episode, but it's been pretty cool. It's been pretty fun. A couple things that I watched. One of them is A Quiet Place 2, and that was pretty fucking dope.
That movie is really good. I saw it last night. Like, it's really good. It's on Cody. That opening scene is awesome.
Yeah. It's like I wasn't expecting it to be almost as good as the first one, because it's really, really close to as good as the first one to me. Like there are some dull moments in it, of course, but you know, it is a movie about being quiet the entire fucking time, which makes sense. But like, I like the way that they actually, you know, portrayed the monsters. They actually had them in it, and not just, you know, oh yeah, it's all a dream. It's all, you know, you don't really know what the fuck it is until the end of the movie. No, this one you actually see everything from the beginning.
Yeah, that was another thing I liked about it. Like, there were two really different movies.
Yeah.
And this one was way more actiony.
Yeah.
So it was cool. But again, that opening scene was fucking dope. I was like, boy, that escalated quickly. And then it's just like, wow, what the fuck is going on? It's really good.
Yeah, it was really, really fucking cool. I'm glad they actually did the second part. Like, I wasn't expecting them to do another one.
And like you said, daytime special effects, because almost everything
Yes.
that happens in the movies in the daytime outside and shit. And like the monster design is really cool. It reminded me of the monsters from what the fuck? Oh, Last of Us.
Yeah, it's done really, really well. Like, good job for fucking the dude from The Office. He did a really good job with it. Fucking John Krasinski, because he was the one that wrote and directed it.
I should let him do Man Thing or Swamp Thing.
What? Yo, that should have been fucking dope. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he has an eye for fucking for
Mean, he's
movies
been
and
acting
TV shows and
forever.
shit.
Yeah,
Right.
because he was on The Office for the whole run. And he's been doing like movies here and there.
Yeah. He's on a bunch of indie flicks and stuff. That's for the most part that I've seen. But yeah, dude, he did a really good job. And then Emily Blunt is awesome as a fucking mom in this shit. Like, you kind of question, like, why is she doing this with all these fucking kids? And then you're like, yeah, she's a fucking badass, dude.
She's really good. I totally forgot she's in Looper. So I was watching a list,
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, "Oh, like that's her. Like she's the girl in Loop from Looper." Yeah, she's. I love her. I think her acting style has really improved. I've been a fan of hers big time since Sicario.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. She's fucking great. So I like it. I liked it a lot. Like, I'm glad they actually put it out and that it was actually good and it wasn't like a piece of trash. 'Cause it could have been a piece of trash, like most sequels, like a lot of sequels, not most sequels, but a good amount of sequels are tend to be trash.
Yeah, this is one of the few movies where like the critics and public were actually right on the money. Like it was fucking really good. Really good. And like I said, really different type of movie than the first one. But the first one's really good too. I ended up watching the
It's
first one this morning.
comparing Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. That's actually a really
They're
good
both
comparison.
different movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same aspect, but they're both totally different in a way. Like, one of them is more like, suspenseful, and the other one is a lot more action.
Yeah. both are really good. I do tend to agree with everybody else that the first one's a little better. But I think they're both great.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I enjoyed the fuck out of both of them, man. I wouldn't mind seeing them both again. I wouldn't mind seeing the second one again. See a couple things that I probably didn't see in the first one.
It looked great on TV. I was like, wow, like good scenes, good chases, good kills. It was really good.
It was really, really good. I watched that. Then I also watched what was it, the other thing that I watched? My brain is going for
I wanted you to talk about Spiral.
Spiral, yes. Spiral, the Saw, the Book of Saw.
The Saw story, or instead of like Star Wars story, the Saw story.
Yeah, the Saw story. It was pretty cool. Like, I liked it. Is it necessary? No. Do you need to watch it? No. But it is an interesting flick. If you watch the Saw movies, you know what the Saw movies are about. You pretty much, you, it's all pretty much predictable in a way. Like, like, okay, there's it's it goes along the same tropes as the original. Like, there's one dude trying to kill everybody because of for whatever reason.
Things. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly, because of things. It's just happening, like,
because like
and then.
it was cool, but like all right, the ending was a surprise just because you're like, how the fuck that didn't make any sense.
Right.
And what was the other movie that we saw that I was like, it's good, but I wouldn't recommend it? Conjuring. It was like another, but it was good. Like technically Saw Spiral or whatever is good, but at the same time, like it's really meh. like you can't say it sucks, but at the same time you're like, the traps were inventive, they were cool. The one that fake lady's face came off was crazy, but totally unnecessary.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Thing movie that came out in 2010. Like, it was okay, right. But you know,
the quote unquote remake or like, you know, not necessarily
the prequel
that had better effects than the original, but still not as good as the original. Look,
yeah, it had that the CGI was like really bad. And apparently they filmed that shit with like practical effects, and they like fucking threw out the footage with the practical effects.
Of course.
But yeah, I was curious to hear what you thought of Spiral, because like, yeah, it's really mad, but it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. I watched like, this other thing as well. What was that?
No, I was gonna say too. I remembered what I watched, and like, and I actually had to talk about Fear Street. The Netflix.
Oh yeah.
So I got the screener for it. I should be getting the other one for next week on Monday, which is I guess today. Happy 4th of July. Anyway, it's fucking awesome. Like I thought it was gonna be teeny bopper, kind of like Scary Stories. It's really not. Mm-hmm. It's one of the better horror movies I've seen this year. It's probably one of the better like teeny horror movies I've seen in a long time. It's really fucking good. I haven't seen a good slasher movie like this in a really long time. So much so that I'm really curious to see what happens next. It's a 3-film cycle, which Netflix kind of tends to do every now and then, but like this time it was like something they put on the main page. It's an indie horror movie, but it's not a low budget indie horror movie. You know what I mean? Like it's really good. The cast is great. The little fat kid's always wearing Iron Maiden shirt, which is awesome. Yeah, man, Fear Street on Netflix. If you're listening and you haven't seen it and you're in horror, check that shit out. It's not what it seems. The trailer makes it look like really teeny bopper, and it is. Yeah. But the fucking gore is like, holy shit! Like the ending too, man. Like I'm not gonna spoil it. Like it's that good. I'm not gonna spoil it. You gotta see it. It's out since today. It's out today. We're recording
the first one is out today. Yeah.
We're recording the Friday before the 4th of July. I cannot recommend this movie enough. I got to make sure to hashtag this shit when it posts. Okay. Yeah, dude, like 2 thumbs way fucking up. Really, really good. Highly recommended. And I saw it just because, you know, it was free. I was like, hey, I won the little raffle thingy from the horror tricks. And so fucking good. The guy was like, yo, it's really good. Definitely check it out. I'll talk about the next one next time.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what I had to talk about that I forgot.
Oh yeah. Sorry. No, it's cool. Another flick that I watched that you kind of tied into something. But I watched Gemini Man this week, and that's the last flick that Will Smith did recently.
Yeah, that shit bombed like fucking Hiroshima, right?
Yeah, it bombed like Hiroshima. Like I get it. Like it's one of those movies that. It's really not necessary either. Like, of course, you know, a lot of these companies have basically been able to rejuvenate people in so many ways that look good. But back in 2019,
yeah.
I'm making it sound like it's so far away.
Yeah, right. It was only 2 years ago.
It's exactly. It was only 2 years ago.
We've had a long 2 fucking years, man.
Like, right. it's the rejuvenation of Will Smith in this is not good. Like it's shitty. Like that's okay. Like the young Will Smith, it just doesn't look good. But
action wise, that it's bad. Good. Like really, it's like that bad.
It's noticeable, like fuck, okay. like eesh, like eesh, yeah.
Like I mean, oof. I wasn't planning on seeing it. Like everyone who saw it said it sucked.
Right. No, it doesn't suck. It's not like a shitty fucking movie. There are some you know like questionable things about it, but overall, like if you're just going in, just like fuck it, I'm just gonna watch it to watch it, not going in expecting anything from it. It's a cool watch.
Okay,
it's fun. Action. It's definitely entertaining. And it also has Mary Elizabeth Winstead in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's fucking great. I've always loved her, and she's also, you know, I've always loved her since fucking Scott Pilgrim. So excited that she was in it, and it was very fucking cool. Like it's a good flick. It's a good flick. It has a little bit. It has its twists and turns, and you're wondering who's doing what, and then you finally figure out, oh yeah, it's him. Yeah, but yeah, it's not a bad flick. It's not the worst, because there have been way worse, of course. But it's decent. It's if I were to rate it out of 10, I give it like, you know, a 6.5.
Okay.
It's fun. Like there's not like it's not like awful. There's some things that are like eh, but there's a lot of good action in it. Like a lot of the good fight scenes, a lot of good action, like shooting stuffs. He's essentially a sniper, like a retired sniper, and he fucking one of the first things that he does. I guess I could spoil it a little bit, but he shoots a dude in a train from like 200 miles away or what or some shit like that. And he gets him like on the train, like he shoots him straight in the fucking neck, and he kills him in the train. And it's kind of dope. Like that shit like that is kind of cool. And there's some more things in it that's pretty dope too. Like there's a lot of cool shit in it. Of course, suspend disbelief. Don't expect to have, you know, the most amazingest movie of all time, because it's not. It's a fun flick.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's all I can recall. I think that's all my brain is coming up with at the moment. Oh yeah, I watched the first episode of Rick and Morty this season, and that's fucking dope. That shit is fucking hilarious. I love Rick and Morty. I want to see more. And of course, Loki that we spoke out for a second. And we're not going to spoil it this episode because we got a lot of shit to talk about this week. We're not going to spoil anything other than, you know, our milk. That's weird. But but I guess we could get into some geek shit, right? What you got anything else to add? Or
are you ready? No, that was it. I think the Fear Street thing was the one I forgot to talk about. So yeah,
we're good. Okay, all right. So... to get into the geek shit for the week, of course, we know that Disney is, of course... Oh, that's another thing that I watched this week, Cruella. Cruella was actually pretty dope, too.
Yeah, I started watching it. I got halfway through. That movie's dark as fuck.
Yeah, it is dark as fuck. I'm sorry. Like, that shit is fucking good.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, I just kind of... I was watching it, and I was exhausted when I was watching it. But the first half hour is, like, fucking dark as hell. It's really good, though. She's great in it.
Yeah. There's only one thing that I'm like, huh? But that's just another thing. Whatever. It doesn't add up in a way for me. But I guess it works. But yeah. So Cruella is awesome. Go check that shit out. If you don't want to pay, you know, the $30 for it, you can find other ways to do it. But yeah, back into the geek shit. Disney putting out some new shit, and we know that Disney is remaking the animated awesomes that we've had for the bazillions of years, and one of the latest ones that they're working on is Snow White is gonna be done in live action, and who really wants it? I personally don't really care, but
yeah, like it's not like kid, like Snow White isn't like, you know, that popular, so
right.
Yeah. And right. The cartoon's like from the 50s, so
right, exactly. The cartoon is old as fuck. Like it's older than
fucking like Lion King and Little Mermaid makes sense because like they're recent, but this is fucking old. But I mean, I get it, it's like a fairy tale. And but yeah, I don't see the you know, no one's asking for this.
Yeah, it's like, why? I don't get it. But, you know, whatever. You know, Disney wants to just pretty much make money on everything. So, fuck it. Why not? So the reason I'm talking about Snow White is that they've recently casted their new Snow White, and she's not super fucking white. The person that they cast it is Rachel Zegler. That she's actually in the latest reboot, I guess you can say, or the reimagining, not necessarily reimagining, just I guess the remake of it of West Side Story. And the girl, Rachel, she plays Maria in it.
Okay.
And that's going to be pretty cool because I am a fan of West Side Story. And seeing Spielberg's doing it, and I've seen the trailer for it, and it actually looks pretty damn good. But she's also in Shazam as well, and Shazam 2. So that I kind of want to see where she goes because, of course, you know, if she's doing these two things that I'm a fan of, kind of want to see what she's going to do in this. Because why not, right? Am I going to, like, automatically, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this now. Well, eventually. But also, somebody else is connected to us is Mark Webb that did The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. He's going to be doing this. He also did 50 Days of Summer. And this should be coming out sometime in 2020. That's kind of cool. That's kind of interesting to see that they're already working on it and they're, you know, in somewhat works to actually have this come out sometime soon. After, like, you know, the fact that we've pretty much been shut down for the last fucking year and a half, almost 2 years. And they're actually going to be putting out some decent shit. So we'll see. We'll see what they do with Snow White. I'm excited for it. Some other shit that came out is the fact that we know that soon Supernatural ended just this past year. And we got news that Jensen Ackles and his wife, Mary, is going to be working on a prequel series for Supernatural. Basically following the dad. I believe it's the dad. I think, yeah, it's the dad, right? It should be the dad.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
I try to watch that shit, and I'm like, that's like live action Scooby-Doo. Not in my cup of
tea. You know what it is? Like, I've watched the first couple seasons, and I liked the first few seasons, but then after they said, I kept saying, like, oh, yeah, we're going to die. And then they don't die, and they just keep coming back. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want to watch this anymore. But yeah, the fact that this is coming out, it's gonna be pretty much following the parents. So Dean and Zan's parents, the Winchesters, and it's a prequel series, and it's gonna be pretty interesting. Like, I kind of want to see where they're gonna go with this, especially, you know, since we know that it was originally playing by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who we saw in the Walking Dead and also in The Watchmen. But will he replay his dad in it? I don't know. I hope so. But yeah, it's pretty cool that they're gonna redo Supernatural and have it with their parents.
That guy's turning into the white Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Pretty much. But I like him. I like him. He's pretty dope. Another thing that we got this week is something that's, of course, it's unnecessary because most of these movies are completely fucking unnecessary. And we're talking about another Transformers. So Transformers 7, rightfully titled Rise of the Beast.
Yeah, it's supposed to be based on, Beast Wars. Yeah, Beast Wars is that weird computer one from the 2000s. I'm actually curious for this because the Bay's not directing it or like the people who did Bumblebee are making this.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you said you hadn't seen Bumblebee. Bumblebee's really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bumblebee. I honestly haven't had any really like urge to watch it.
Bumblebee's one of those movies that like I put on because I was smoking and I just needed something in the background and I was like, oh shit, okay, this is actually good. Hayley Steinfeld's in it.
Yay. She's
really good. Bumblebee has a voice in this, so for a couple minutes, I think. I can't remember. It's been a while since I saw it. But but it's really good. So I am really, really hopeful that this one will be that good, or hopefully better. The Beast Wars thing, like, it should be kind of like, eh. I mean, the cartoon was okay. I just remember it looked really bad, but I do remember it being pretty okay.
Yeah, the cartoon. I love the cartoon.
Yeah,
I, like, barely I was remember. A huge fan of the cartoon. Like, I used to watch it fucking religiously when I was younger. Like, it was so fucking good.
All right.
I used to love it. Like it, like, I was, I remember, I, what was it, like, in the 90s, right?
Their prime is an ape, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Optimus Primal.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Ron Perlman's supposed to be him in this.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, but like, I was a fan of it, and from what we hear so far, Creed 2 director Stephen Caple Jr. is gonna be directing.
Okay.
And Anthony Ramos, who was in The Heights, which I watched and I enjoyed, he's gonna be in it as well. And as well as Dominic Fishback is gonna be in it as well from The Deuce. Okay. And this takes place in the 90s. It's gonna be in the 90s, so it's gonna be pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like it's gonna be from what I read, it's supposed to be taking place in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn in 1994, yeah.
Looks good.
Yay, Brooklyn. More New York shit. More New York shit exploding. Because that's exactly what we need, right? That's what we need now.
But it's still like, I don't know. Like, even when they fuck around the city, like, it's still kind of cool because you're like, oh, I know where that is.
Yeah.
Because the first Purge is like that. Because, like I said, Staten Island. I was like, I think half the reason why I like it so much is because it's supposed to be a New York story.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's some other shit that came out that I'm super excited for because I was a fan of this movie when I was young. Is that Blumhouse, the company that's been doing a bunch of horror shits, is rebooting Stephen King's Firestarter.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It's really hard to fuck up the story. It's just a simple story.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm actually really curious to see how it turns out. Blumhouse makes, like, the best horror movies anyway, so.
Yeah. It's like, fucking dope. Yeah. And they've casted a few people already. Yeah, fucking what's her face as a crazy little child. Drew Barrymore.
She gets pushed, man. Like, it's actually a really good movie. Like, it's a cool story. Yeah. It's a short novel too. Like, it's actually a really good story.
Yeah. So from what we've heard so far, the mother whose name is Charlie, or no, the mother to Charlie is gonna be Cindy Lemon. She's gonna be playing in it as the mother, and then Zac Efron is gonna be the dad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they got pretty decent castings so far for this. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. I want to see it. I'm excited for it. Like, I love the horrors, so it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, it's really hard to fuck this up. I'm actually curious to see this guy in another role like this because he was great as Ted Bundy in that Netflix movie.
Yeah. Zac Efron, yeah. Pretty boy Zac Efron.
Yeah, but I was shocked because, like, the Ted Bundy movie is, like, not that good, but his performance in it is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, because that Ted Bundy movie is it's very, I guess you could say, what the fuck? Because it's a fucked up fucking story in general.
Yeah. Like, the whole Ted Bundy thing, like, I really didn't understand how fucking nuts it was until I was older. Like, I had watched a lot of, like, true crime stuff, and I was like, wow, like, this dude got away with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew how, you know, he was smart. Like, he knew how to do shit and get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
And especially back then, like, before the internet, like, it's weird. Like, I remember this because I remember actually seeing hitchhikers on the road. Like, people used to legit hitchhike from, like, one place to another. And, like, he killed people like that. And it was just fucking crazy. Yeah, but like, yeah, that movie.
That's what happened in the '70s too. Like that was the biggest thing. Like that was what you did. Like you either were smoking or you were getting killed. Like
yeah, like
one of the other.
Everyone used to do it. Like everybody used to do it.
Yeah.
And I remember like my dad had stories of picking people up, and I was like, all right, cool, like whatever. But I would never ever. It would. I mean, I fucking do it for a living, but like you know, like just random people off the street. No.
Mm-hmm.
Not about a fucking Uber app. Like no,
yeah.
But yeah, the whole Zac Efron thing. I'm curious to see how he does in the story. I mean, the dad's actually a really important part of the story. He's like in most of the movie.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they got to do with it. It should be pretty cool. It should be pretty cool. Like I said, like I love the original. Like that shit kind of like before E.T. That shit kind of fucking like I think I watched that before E.T.
Yeah, it was one of those movies. It was one of the first VHS movies, so like everybody had it.
Yeah, that's fucking great. So, yes to Stephen King's Firestarter reboots. One of the few reboots that I'm actually excited for, because the reboots is one of those things. Just like why are you gonna fuck something up, or you know, potentially fuck something up that came out originally that was great.
Yeah, but like so many stories, like. The only one that really holds up, like, really well is Christine, but the other movies are, like, really, like, dated.
Yeah.
Special effects don't look that good. I mean, Pet Sematary is actually pretty good, too, but, like, the rest of them, they kind of, like, they look kind of like, eh, now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Stephen King stuff, I don't mind, because people tend to, like, actually, the stories that they take it from are so good, it's kind of hard to fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
Agreed.
Yeah. So another thing that I'm super excited for. Did you watch Good Omens on Amazon?
We watched it together, man. Remember?
Oh, yeah, we did. It's been so long, and we've watched so much other shit.
I still have nightmares from that apartment. So.
Yeah. So Good Omens. What we it was based on the Neil Gaiman book.
That was so fucking good, though. Like, that whole thing, like, it actually, like, I might watch it again this weekend. Like, it's really good, really cool story. I don't read too much of Neil Gaiman's writing, his book stuff. So, I had never heard of it, but it was actually a really good story.
Fucking
really
fantastic. Cool. The book is really fucking good. And the show is even just as good. And the fact that we are now getting a second season of Good Omens is fucking exciting. What's his name? Sheen, Martin. That's not Martin Sheen. What the fuck is his name again? God damn it!
He's in so much shit. I didn't realize how much stuff he was in.
Yeah, he's in a bazillion things, dude.
So after I saw this, Michael Sheen, something like that. Yeah, he's not the big dude. He's the British guy.
What's his name? Hold on, I'm almost there. I know the doctor's in it.
The British
David
guy.
David Tennant.
The British guy.
The British guy. They're all British guys. He's actually Scottish. but yeah, I think it's Michael Sheen. Yeah.
Yeah, we're both looking up like idiots and we can't find it.
I know, right? Like what the fuck? But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Michael Sheen.
But... Yeah, Michael is Michael Sheen, but like not the you know Michael Sheen we know.
Yeah, Michael Sheen, not Michael, not yeah. The other Michael Sheen.
Michael, not Sheen. Okay.
Yeah, not Charlie Sheen's Michael Sheen, but Michael Sheen, the good actor Michael Sheen. Even though the other Michael Sheen is actually pretty good too.
But... Yeah, he's good. He's actually in Mass Effect.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, this Michael Sheen is pretty awesome. But I'm excited for another season of Good Omens. Like I said, it was a great. Like we both said, it was a fucking great first season. So the fact that they're doing another season for it is fucking great. I want to see it. I want it now. I need it now. Then some other shit that came out this week is the fact that We've announced that there's been a bunch of people coming to Knives Out 2, and we got more people now that it's actually in production. we've seen the production shoots and we've seen videos and pictures of the productions, and people that weren't announced are actually in these. And the couple people that they talk about is basically Ethan Hawke is gonna be there, and that's fucking dope because we haven't really seen him do much things. And the fact that this movie originally was fucking dope, I'm fucking super excited for it, and I loved it. As well as Jada Pinkett Smith, who was good in Gotham for a little bit. She was pretty good in that. And I don't really remember much of her stuff. Like the Gothica was actually a pretty decent movie. It was weird, but it was different and it was good. I liked it a lot. But the fact that she's going to be doing, she has a role in Knives Out 2 is pretty exciting. There's a lot of fucking people in this movie as well. Like, I'm a huge fan of the Knives Out, and I'm super fucking excited to see what they're going to do with this. Because, of course, it's a great fucking concept of a movie. Or at least the first one was. I don't know what they're going to do with the second one. Because, of course, the first one is pretty much, like, closed off, and that's it. Like, they pretty much solved the entire mystery. But I wonder what else, what's the next mystery? Who did it? Who done's it? And we'll see who it is. This one. I think they also added Batista's in this one as well. I don't think we've
spoken. Yeah, I remember. About him. Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, but yeah, he's in it too, and it's gonna be pretty dope. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. And the next thing is something that I don't really know much about because you're the man about the Warhammers.
So Warhammer Plus announces the August premiere date. And a bunch of the news about what's going to be on the channel is pretty cool. So basically, it's going to be $6 a month and or $60 for the year. If you get a year subscription, you get a free unique miniature that you can't buy in stores. That was like done just for this. The service is going to have, like we talked about a couple episodes ago, it's going to have all these brand new cartoons that they're making. Some older stuff too that they made, and it's also going to have a lot of books and a lot of digital content that's actually really cool. As you know, a lot of the stuff that I talk about from the Warhammer stuff is connected to the novels, which are like written by a bunch of like really great British authors. Dan Abnett, who's done everything from Guardians of the Galaxy to some G.I. Joe stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything. The guy's written fucking everything. He wrote the story he wrote a lot of stuff, and his books are going to be coming out on there. It's going to be really good, actually. Like, I was kind of surprised that it was this cheap, because they tend to, like, fucking charge really high for this stuff. So I was kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be, like, in the $12 range, and it's not, which is cool. You get a lot of content. Like I said, it's not just going to be the cartoons that they make. It's going to be books. Novels, some of the gaming stuff, which you know, me and you know, that's fucking expensive. Some of the game rule books are going to be on there, and they're supposed to be adding stuff like after the first 6 months beyond what they announced already. And it sounds like a really good deal, really great deal.
Hell yeah, it does actually sound really good.
And it's coming up pretty soon, it's coming out next month. So yeah, August 25th, $6 a month, $60 for the year. If you pay for the year, you get a free miniature. And it, like I said, if you're into Warhammer or any kind of like sci-fi stuff, it's definitely worth checking out. I'm sure they have like a free week period, you know, trial period or whatever.
Well, yeah,
check it out. And I think it's going to be worth it totally. And it's a good fucking bargain, man, because I thought it was going to be more, way more.
Oh, yeah. You would expect so being that, you know, the figures by themselves are just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. But no, yeah, I think it's going to be a great value, especially for what you're going to be getting on top of the fucking cartoons and movies that they're going to be making for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Another couple things that he actually worked on other than the...
I totally blanked on shit that he worked on.
Is he did Black Bolt, he did The Secret Invasion... He also did the Dread stuff, Annihilation.
Yeah, he planned and wrote out that whole event for Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He also did a chunk of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep, like I said before, the Guardians of the Galaxy from the first movie, the ones we see are the team that he put together in the comic book.
Yep. So it's a bunch of shit. a lot of shit. So yeah, so very exciting. That's very exciting news to see for that to be coming out. That's some other shit. We also got a bunch of fucking we got a bunch of fucking trailers this past weeks, these last 2 weeks or whatever. We got a shitload of fucking trailers. The first one I want to talk about is we finally got a full trailer for the Suicide Squad, which is what we got a couple weeks ago. It's actually pretty fucking good, super fucking exciting. Like, the first trailer was just, okay, not too bad, not too exciting or whatever. But then we got the second trailer for it, and I was like, oh shit, this shit looks fucking good.
Yeah, we again, daytime special effects. They show a lot of Starro, who's supposed to be, like I guess the main monster villain, but I guess there's got to be other people controlling him.
Yeah.
They showed more King Shark, mm-hmm. and just the team, like, doing their thing. If you pay attention, they kind of like spoil a bunch of shit, but it's actually a really good trailer. It's a really, really cool trailer. IGN had this like director's commentary for it with this guy. It's actually really good. I'm psyched, man. This movie looks really good. That's all the next month too, right? August?
Yep. It's fucking dope. Like, I'm super fucking excited for it. Like, I'm a fan of the first one, even though, you know, people shit on it. Like, I did actually enjoy the fuck out of it. Like, it was cool. Like, I didn't have any real problem with it, other than the fact that, you know, they wasted a Joker in it. But besides wasting a Joker, it was actually pretty decent. It was fun. It was a fun flick. I enjoyed it. Then we got another trailer for Shang-Chi,
which I haven't seen, but everybody spoiled it for me. So
yeah. it's actually a pretty decent trailer. Like, it was a really fun watch. Like, we got to see a lot more. And a lot more of what could possibly be more of the Marvel Universe that we haven't really seen in a while, or in general.
Yeah, like I saw the pictures, and they're supposed to have Abomination versus Wong.
Yeah, yeah, and that's gonna be fucking dope. Like, I'm super excited to see that. And if this ever fucking loads, we'll see it here.
I'm psyched for that. So
yeah, dude, it looks fucking dope. Like, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it, because of course, you know, it's something that we haven't really seen in a while, other than, you know, not necessarily something we've seen in a while, it's something totally different that we've seen
throughout my life.
Yeah, we haven't seen Annihilation.
The Ten Rings gave our family power. If you want them to be yours one day, you have to show me you are strong enough to carry them.
You are a product of all who came before you. The legacy of your family. You are your mother. And whether you like it or not,
so it's like very kung fu.
Also your father.
It looks pretty badass.
They wouldn't be able to kill you if they tried.
Like, I'm really excited to see what they're gonna do.
Glad with this. I was right.
Yeah, it looks good.
Like, it's gonna have some cheese, and of course, like, you.
Who murders people? Be careful how you speak to me, boy.
You got the super powerful rings.
Oh, September.
Uh huh.
Change my name. Start a new life. But I could never escape his shadow.
My son, you can't run from your past.
The hell?
Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, it looks fucking cool.
You got this.
Yeah, that looks like Wong.
Yeah. And that's coming out in fucking two September. Months. Yeah.
Can't that shit looks fucking dope. Year's halfway over.
I know. It's fucking crazy, dude. it's crazy that the fucking years are just flying fucking by, and we were just like, oh yeah, we're still doing the same old fucking thing. Then another trailer that we got that was fucking that was fucking great to me. Like, I fucking love this trailer. The trailer for Halloween Kills.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah. Dude, so fucking good. Like, I've watched it a bunch of times, and I'm just like, holy shit, this shit is fucking great. Like, I'm a fan of the Halloweens. Obviously, we both love the horror movies and stuff. And the fact that they're actually doing another fucking a sequel to the last Halloween, of course, that we just had recently. It's pretty cool. Like, I I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of this one. Like, I after watching this trailer, I was like, yeah, I want to see more of this shit too, because it looks fucking good. Of course, Jamie Lee Curtis is back, playing old ass grandma, but hopefully she had her Activia this time. But it looks fucking dope. Let it burn!
You copy? I can't see you! Take my hand now! Give me this! Grab my hand!
It looks fucking cool! Him walking out of the flames?
My grandmother was right. The boogeyman was real.
It's over.
We can't hurt anyone ever again.
No one told you.
Told me what?
Somebody in there?
Michael Myers is alive.
Stop! You had a knife in your stomach.
You and Allison should not have to keep running.
This shit looks cool, man. Smashing old ladies in the face. I'm excited for this, dude.
I'm not just gonna sit and watch another innocent person die.
If you track Michael's victims, that's a straight line to Michael's childhood home.
What do?
We fight.
Yeah.
Let's hunt him down.
We fight.
Michael Myers is flesh and blood, but a man couldn't have survived that fire. The more he kills, the more he transcends.
Run! Go home now!
He's the essence of evil.
It looks fucking dope.
I'm coming for you, Michael.
There's supposed to be two more movies, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be two more. This is I guess leading up to the last one.
Okay.
This is the penultimate one. Yeah. Brian, of course, he's watching along. He's saying that I hope they paid homage to Halloween 2. And have a nurse beating up from via IV.
Oh, yeah.
That would be dope if they actually did that. It would be pretty fun.
Yeah, I like the first two OG ones and the third one. The third one's stupid, but.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It, like, they're all special in their own little way. But I like them as well. Like, they're super fucking fun.
I like the Halloween movies better than the Friday 13th movies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Even the bad one. Do you remember the one with Paul Rudd? The bad one?
yeah, I remember that one. But they can't be worse than fucking like a lot of the Jason movies, like, you know.
Yeah, like they're all on HBO, so I've kind of been watching them now and then when I get bored.
Yeah.
And the 3D one is so bad, but they're
it's awful.
They're not as scary as I remember them as a kid, because as a kid, like, everything's fucking terrifying. But
oh yeah, of course. Everything's the fucking worst when you're a child.
Yeah. There's a couple of death scenes that are just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, why is this happening right now?
Like a fucking harpoon to the head. I was like, okay, that's a good one. Yeah,
it really is. And Brian, of course, he continues to say, how long did you get in the Friday?
Yeah, I agree.
We definitely agree with that. The Friday the 13th are fun, but they're it's not better.
I was kind of busy with something else when Shang-Chi was on. I'm actually like really psyched for it now with this second trailer because it's like more than just like people punching.
Yeah, you see a lot more actual powers being used. So it's very exciting to see it happening. See what's gonna come out of it. Like it's fucking dope.
Cause I'm really glad they're doing it now. Cause if they had done it like 20 years ago, I sure would be fucking stereotypical and fucking really bad. This one looks really fucking good.
Yeah, it looks fucking dope. Like I'm super excited for it. And then the last trailer that we got for this week was something that like I was expecting for a very long time. Very fucking long time. And I was a huge fan of the series when it came out. And the fact that we heard that they were doing a prequel to this as well brought me joy in so many ways. And the trailer that I'm talking about is the trailer for The Many Saints of Newark. And it looks fucking dope. It's a sequel. It's a prequel movie to The Sopranos.
It's a prequel sequel to The Sopranos show.
No, it's a prequel.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just being stupid.
Okay, my bad. dude. It looks fucking dope. Like I'm super fucking excited for it.
It's another thing though that I'm like I'm like I part of me like you know. Hopes for the best, expect the worst. Like, I think it's going to suck, but I want it to be good.
Yeah.
But, like, it's also totally unnecessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really glad it's streaming on HBO Max because, like, I would not pay for it in theater. Like, and I really hope that kid can act because they're taking a huge risk putting the movie on him, and he's never done anything else.
Well, he's actually done a few other things. Off the top of my head, I don't know. I don't know what the other things are, but I know he has actually done some acting.
Okay. Trailer looks really good, but like shit like this can be made to look really good on the trailer.
Right. But also, like, he also has a pretty good cast with him as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next sentence, that the cast is really, really good. I mean, Bernthal's in it. He's fucking amazing in everything he does.
Yeah,
he's a dream. There's no like, it's not even like stereotypical casting. It's just like a really good cast. Fingers crossed that it doesn't suck. But like I said, like I'm hesitant, like, you know, because this, again, it's totally unnecessary. So it could be really bad. But you know, fingers crossed it doesn't suck.
Yeah. It looks dope. It looks dope. Like, of course, they have what I love about these HBO things is that they cast a couple big names. But they also cast a lot of nobodies as well.
The other thing, great, yeah, like the cast is mostly unknown. No, like the young cast is completely unknown, but the older younger versions of the characters are actually like people we know. What the fuck was I gonna say? I love The Sopranos like you. I saw the whole thing. I actually saw it. I actually got halfway through a couple months ago because I was like I ran out of stuff to watch. And it's on HBO Max, so it's like, you know. But yeah, I'm really glad it's going to be streaming at the same time because it's like, yeah, it's a huge risk for this.
Yeah. It's huge. Also, so another thing that popped out into the fucking thing, and I was like super fucking excited. I was like, whoa, this guy is in this fucking Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that out of this entire thing. So I'm excited to see that he's going to be in it too. Like, other than seeing him do like, commercials and shit. Cigarette commercials. Like, no, the fucking Nicorette gum commercials. It's good to see him actually doing something else. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for the week. Do you got anything else to add, Renee?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
So that's a big news.
Yeah. So for this episode, of course, we're pretty much gonna close it out. Like we pretty much went through all the news for the last 2 weeks or so. So go to intercitygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of system times. We got this show. We have Brian 2J Presents, who's actually in the chat with us right now. We have his stuff up there. Go check that shit out. Also, Brian2JPresents.com. Go check all that over there. He's busy doing that stuff, but I'm pretty sure he'll have some stuff sometime soon, eventually, anytime day. You know, whatever. We also got It's Poppin'. We also got the Inner City Geeks webcomic. We got First Watch. We also have the Inner City Geeks turntable. So much fucking shit up there. The ICGPW Slamcast. So much shit. It's Comics of the World, Manga Time, Anime World. Anything else that's on the website? That's pretty much it for all the shows and shit that we've had up there. You can listen to this show, for those that don't know. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on SoundCloud. Yeah, that one. My brain wasn't working for a second. yeah, we have a lot of shit, like Brian says. We have a lot of content. Yeah. So go check all that shit out. Then we also, you can find us on the webs. You can find us on the Instagrams, on the Facebooks, at Inner City Geeks, on the Facey Space, at Inner City, faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagram at Inner City Geeks, on Twitter at Inner City Geeks. Renee, where can we find you, sir?
Darth BX on Twitter, Instagram, PSN, all that other stuff. D A R T H B X. One word, Darth BX.
Nice. Myself, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, all one word. Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for listening. Also, like I said, go check out my interview with Danny Limelight and the cast and crew of Joe Rev. And go check out the trailer as well, because it's pretty dope. Should be coming out sometime soon. It's going to be at the Action Film Festival in Vegas in the next few weeks. So go check it out. It's going to be dope. So don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth. Oh, gunshots. Nope, fireworks. Haha. Happy 4th of July, people.
We're dicks! We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks! And the Film Actors Guild are pussies. And Kim Jong-il is an asshole. Pussies don't like dicks. Because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes. Assholes who just want to shit on everything. Pussies may think they can deal with assholes their way. But the only thing that can fuck an asshole is a dick with some balls. The problem with dicks is that sometimes they fuck too much, or fuck when it isn't appropriate.
Yes, Gary. Yes.
And it takes a pussy to show them that. But sometimes pussies get so full of shit that they become assholes themselves. Because pussies are only an inch and a half away from assholes. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.